sex was a daily routine since 13. A chubby nigga on the scene. I used to have the tray deuce and the deuce deuce in my bubble goose. Now I got the Mac in my knapsack, lounging black, smoking sacks up in Axe and Sidekicks with my sidekicks, rocking fly kicks. Honeys wanna chat, but all we wanna know is where the party at. And can I bring my gat? If not, I hope I don't get shot. Better throw my vest on my chest, cause niggas is a mess. It don't take nothing but frontin' for me to start something. Bugging and bucking at niggas like I was duck hunting. Dumbing out just me and my crew, cause all we wanna do is
bullshit.
Late, apparently. I was about to text her and ask her to start early, and she tells me she's late. Bitch.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. When I patched up your broken wings and hung around a while, kept your spirits up and your feet.
No one, no dark entity, nothing can come up.
I knew someday that you would fly away, cause love's the greatest healer to be found. So leave me if you need to, but I will still remember, angel flying too close to the ground.
If you had not have fallen, then I would not have found you, angel flying too close to the ground. I patched up your broken wings around a while, kept your spirits up and your fever down. I know someday that you would fly away, cause love's the greatest healer to be found. So leave me if you need to, but I will still remember, angel flying. flying too close to the ground.
I have no idea why I'm even doing this program. I'm waiting for Cheryl. You know, there was a time in which, during which, I'll turn that, make it louder for my compression. There was a time during which, oh, shut up, gentle people. That was music from the film that Roger Ebert directed called Come with the Gentle People. No, the movie was called Beyond Valley of the Daryls. And, yeah. And that was that. Should I read something? Would you like me to read from a book? Let's see. Dating Big Bird. Refusing to Be a Man. Being Dead, How We Die, Listening to Prozac, The Merck Manual, Managing the Hoort, A Second Helping of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, Catch 22, French-English Dictionary, ugh. Got some yearbooks. Joys of Yiddish. Jewish humor. More Jewish humor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's some odd books that I got for my friend Jenny's house closing. Oh, this should be nice. Autobiography of a Schizophrenic Girl. Going to read this until Cheryl comes or until I can't stand this anymore. Sorry if you're all bored. You can also, if you'd prefer to call me, have a conversation on Skype, you may feel free to do so. For I do have it on, and I am green. Come to the gentle people. Woo-hoo. I could call 1-800-NO-ABORTIONS myself, I suppose. Let's see, what do we got here? That's just random. Oh, that's... Oh, part 7, or chapter 7. I learned to know my body. Sometime later, my interest in maternal nourishment waned, and I focused instead on my body. But I dared not concern myself with it, lest it cover me with guilt. Quite astonishingly, however, Mama knew that deep within me, I wanted to be clean, pretty, and neat, but that I had no right. She brought a lightly scented soap and gave the nurse strict orders to bathe me every day. Mama was present at one or two baths. She said, Mama wants Renee to be very clean and neat. Mama wants Renee to take a bath, so she will be. What a satisfaction to lie in the lovely, warm, fragrant water as though I lay in Mama's arms. Just the same, the privilege of washing with this soap, of washing at all, was not for me. But I could accept the nurses washing me, because under these conditions I was not responsible for the pleasure I experienced in being clean. Unhappily, Mama did not comprehend the intense culpability ready to sweep over me the moment I took the initiative in creating the pleasure myself. She said something dreadful. Bathe Renee only when she wants you to. She loves it, don't you, Renee? A tearing rage against Mama rose up in me. How could she do anything like that to me? Anything so shameful? To declare openly that it was I, Renee, who wanted the pleasure of a bath. The blame attached to this was immediately reawakened, and I vehemently refused to bathe. At once, contact between Mama and me was disrupted. Abruptly, wonderful reality disappeared to be replaced by the old cinematographic scene. I was crushed by the responsibility she had laid on me. I was crushed by the responsibility she had laid on me and deeply wounded that she had said aloud in front of the nurse that I enjoyed the bath and wanted it. However, by refusing to bathe and remaining quite passive while the nurse washed me, I managed to temper a little my unbearable guilt. As a consequence of this break of contact, I turned more toward the nurse who took care of me and whom I liked very much. In spite of this, hostile impulses against her would surge up suddenly for no apparent reason. Well, this is a really good book. It's a good thing they published it. I'm going to read the... Somebody sent me an email, Griselda. Maybe she wants to talk on the telephone. Going to sleep, please ask... This is horrible.
Going to sleep. PLS ask people to masturbate and send recordings to Shisheldon at hotmail.com. 90 seconds maximum.
Okay, so Griselda wants you to... Some art piece. She wants you to record yourself masturbating for 90 seconds. Speaking of schizophrenic girl diaries... She wants you to record yourself masturbating for 90 seconds. And she wants you to record that. I mean, 90 seconds max. I don't know if that means you have to climax within 90 seconds. I think that's a bit much to ask. What is that smell? This is what you get from eating vegetarian Denny's. So masturbate for 90 seconds max and send it to Shisheldon at hotmail.com. That's Shisheldin at hotmail.com. 90 seconds max, masturbation, please, for Griselda. And now we return to our book. The book of the month called Autobiography of a Schizophrenic Girl. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to it, shall we? For once, my technology's mostly working, and I don't even have a Cheryl. She had a little bit of an issue, so I have to give her a little bit of... I'm trying not to show you my fat. That's why I did that. Chapter 8, Mama's Other Patients. All my self-destructive energies are unleashed. Months passed. Then one day my nurse failed to appear as usual. She had gone on vacation, causing me a horrible shock. All night long, I sobbed in anger and grief. My whole world had fallen to pieces. Her absence was simply unbearable, and my suffering was cruel. Then I, too, was vexed with Mama for allowing her to leave. Though at that time I went to spend several weeks at Mama's home, I felt a pervasive sense of abandonment, for it had been the nurse who had fed me, dressed me, and made me work just a little. I said just, it's just a little. Work a little is what it says in the book. I was just getting bored. I had to do something about that. It was early in the nurse's absence when I first began to recognize the fact that Mama had patients and that she had a husband whom I called the great personage. I was left quite to myself, passing the days in a chair, my eyes cast down, waiting until Mama had finished with her patients. I could not bear the thought that she was giving a large part of her time to strangers, leaving me alone with the system and with newly returned voices. This is boring as hell. Sorry. Far be it for me to be boring. Furthermore, I was now excessively rigid, every movement a source of pain, even to altering the direction of my gaze. Sounds like fibro to me, fibromyalgia. Sunk in deep apathy, broken by crises of... insensate rage against Mama because of her patience. I dared not openly reveal my hostility. Mama was a powerful queen, a formidable divinity whom one must avoid antagonizing. This goddess was unfair, giving of her sacredly precious milk to the undeserving whose needs were not as pressing as mine. From her personal and telephone conversations with them, I realized that the patients coming to Mama enjoyed a freedom in life denied to me. They went on excursions to parties, to the movies, while I struggled alone with the importunate voices or remained immobile, frozen, uncomfortable in a chair. Mama, I recognized less and less. In her place, I perceived the queen, the goddess, source of life and joy. Yet, withal a source of deprivation as well. I almost said deprivera. For could she not take back what she had given? I drew up several bills of complaint, or rather of supplication, to point out to her little injustice to this, quote, little queen of Tibet, or little iron bar, as I called myself. With each indictment, I believed the queen would understand and bestow the precious milk. But alas, she did not comprehend my language, the language I was used to talking to myself, comprising words discreet and unrelated, and others self-created, since I was denied the privilege of writing real words. Indeed, in such a case, the queen would have been justified in punishing me, for the bill of complaints was full of animosity and protest. When I wrote in the language, it was to Mama of the Apples, the one who loved me and whom I loved. But the Mama of the Apples did not understand. The queen, formidable and terrible, had completely supplanted her. During this period, I had been twice admitted to the psychiatric institution, where I talked to no one, and returned to Mama even more rigid, more silent, and, page turn, particularly more scratch. I got to scratch Mama's hand. Sure, no technical problems now. Particularly more inimical and guilty. The queen showed displeasure when I tried to admonish Mama. One day, after tying together all the shoes I could find, I hung on the key of the wardrobe, and on the key I balanced a pair of open scissors, the sharp points up. By this I intended to apprise Mama of my annoyance and of the fact that she was to take care of me as I had orders to leave. The shoes were to signify departure. Their disarray, anger. The string, the tension of unreality. The scissors represented the aggression as well as the means open to Mama to rout the anger and cut the tension. But it was the queen who remarked that my composition was dangerous, and she took it apart. Is it time for Cheryl yet? No, no text messages from Cheryl. It's just you and me, audience. Just you, me, and no Cheryl. Oh, wait a second. She online, that bitch. Finally, one day at dinner.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you're killing me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For once, I start 10 minutes early, and I'm not having technical difficulties. Listen, I'm reading this.
My sister Sylvia died.
What?
Nothing. Now listen. Mm. Where's your grandma? I'm trying to find it.
And your mom?
I'm trying to find it. East Radio.
I don't know. I don't even care. It's such a bad program.
Oh, my God. Are you wearing a turtleneck?
Yeah, because my fat is terrible under my chin. And
oh,
I had to...
Honey.
In order to relieve technical problems due to Mavericks...
A turtleneck?
I had to use... Steve Jobs. I had to use an external camera like the old days, that gigantic thing. So I had to turn it. And this means you can see my triple chin. Okay.
How are you?
I don't want the audience to see all that fat.
At Ms. Weinstein now.
Would you like me to put on my Christmas hack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christmas? Wee.
Cheryl, I was reading the audience autobiography of a schizophrenic girl, and I think I might have bored people to death. All right.
Yep.
You like how my pretty hat looks? Do I look like a little Red Riding Hood?
You do. So are you still in school, Madge?
Well, today was my last day of being a TA, so...
A TA?
Council's a thousand.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
How did you get filled with feces?
Well, this black man was raping me and he shat.
There you go.
On my cunt. Mm-hmm. Shitting my cunt. Shitting my cunt. So, feces lady, what's new? What's new with you? I was in New York. I met Cheetah Rivera. I seen Griselda, and I seen some horrible people.
What is this about Griselda having a shopping list that's just, it's like being in prison?
No, speaking of Griselda, I just got a text from her, and this applies to you. She's doing an art project, Cheryl. I'm just going to have Siri read the message that she sent me.
Yeah.
What happened? It went. See, as soon as you come on, I got the technical difficulties again. You fucking.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I swear, no technical difficulties for like 50 minutes while I'm reading this
it's
fucking boring book.
You don't have enough bandwidth and you're using the new
Oh, shut up, cunt.
TM.
Listen. Anyway, yeah. You're a cunt. All right. I started to get this thing for the thing, but then I realized I don't have a thing for the thing.
Yeah.
Going to sleep. PLS ask people to masturbate and send recordings to Shisheldon at hotmail.com. 90 seconds maximum.
She's doing an art piece, Cheryl, and she wants everybody to masturbate for no more than 90 seconds and send her the recording. And she made a particular request that you should masturbate on this program for 90 seconds. Are you ready? I'll time it.
Yep.
Okay, wait. I'm going to time it. Okay. Okay, I expect to get at least $50 while Cheryl masturbates. Ready, Cheryl?
Yep.
On your mark, get set, masturbate.
Wheel, play with my clamps. You like these big clamps? You like these big fucking clamps? Yeah, you like these big fucking dirty clamps? Play with this never board. I'm just like a little girl. I'm just a little girl. I like to play with my clamps. I like to play with my little girl lamps. They're so pink. Wee-oo. My cunt is so pink. I clitoris. Oh, it's so glistening. It looks like I put lip gloss all over that thing. Lip gloss. Lip gloss. It smells like fish. Yeah. Oh, I'm sticking my lower thingy into my urinary tract. And it smells like cat piss. The juices are still flowing and oh god, it's getting my panty all wet and it's soaking through and oh god, oh god.
I had to record 7 extra seconds because you wasted.
You, was that good?
Yeah, it was really good. I liked that one. It was a good
one. I like that.
Do your hands still smell like an old person? Do they smell like a nursing home?
Yeah, my fingers smell like honey jiggers.
What's that noise? Is that the children in my house making that noise?
No, and the daycare center this evening, and I have overflow hours. So there is a child whose parents never picked it up. So don't tell the authorities, but I am still supervising some children.
Is it a retard child?
It's not a retard, a differently abled child.
It's not, or it is?
It has normal abilities.
Normal abilities for the prolapse family? Or
no, it's not a wound in the melon hand.
You know, I was watching your video, that video to that marvelous song. What is it? How Deep Is Your Lips? I forget the name of it. My Walls Fall Out.
Walls Fall Out.
And you say, you know, I used to talk about how you're tan and beautiful. The thing is, sure, I was watching that again and again, and I realized that you're actually not only ugly, but extremely ugly and asymmetrical. I mean, you're I can barely look at you. You're so ugly.
What do you mean?
I mean, when you walk on the beach.
Oh, I'm beautiful.
You can see your liver, your pancreas, your lungs, all your organs, and they look like they've just been stuck.
You look more weight?
It looks like they've been stuck inside a chitterling and put in the microwave. I don't know how you're even alive. I don't. Huh?
I don't. I can lose weight if you need me to.
What?
Yeah.
I'm also a little bit offended because I heard Sylvia say the N-word in your video.
Yeah, she says that a lot. So I was thinking a few phone calls in the future. Well, you mean if we ever call Noah Board back, I think I need to change my name. I think a memo went out about me.
What makes you say that?
A memo went out.
Who told you that information?
Gerald Murkowski. She calls, don't engage her, etc. So I think.
Wait, how do you know this? You don't know that.
Because I think so.
You know, I was in New York and I tried to get them.
I have a new name for myself. So.
What is it?
You know.
Gerald Murkowski.
Who's Esther Rose.
That's awfully different.
Or Hortense Rose.
How about Hortense the Tense Whore?
No. So something like that. But my other idea was that we could call the 800 Junk Company, you know, the one that is on the Hoarders TV Gram TM. And we could ask them about fast food garbage and whether they can help me clean up my car.
Well, I think fast food... Somebody has asked if somebody had. There was a picture of a fatty, and somebody said they have fast food garbage in their cleavage.
Oh, yeah.
Fat lady.
Yeah.
Speaking of fat, what about Precious on.
Oh, she's amazing. I haven't seen this movie yet, so don't.
Oh, ruin you're it. Slow, because it's really important. There's a nice shot of Precious's butt.
Ruin it. Don't ruin it, please.
But it's just a shot of her butt. That's all I'm saying. And the way that they frame her butt was very Big Meets Bigger. Very Dolores on the rocking chair.
Nance, apparently you're much louder than I am. And it's disturbing people.
Who?
So can you fix the levels? I know that you have technical problems as a lesbian.
You're implying this has to do with me as a lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. That's better. Oops.
Yeah.
That's fixed now.
Yeah, now I can hear myself, which is really pleasant.
Okay, now you can't.
Why do I hear myself?
You can't anymore.
Yeah, I can. Okay, now I can't. That's good.
I told you you can't.
My gosh.
Wow. Hold on.
You're an inspiration.
This. Yeah?
To women everywhere who want a new career, they go to a boot camp, and then they don't get a job.
So you just get a job the next day?
Yes.
Well, two of my friends did get a job this week.
$12,000?
Two of my friends did get jobs this week.
They did?
Yeah.
And did your LinkedIn help you get a job?
LinkedIn is very useful, Cheryl. You know that. It's almost
that's why you included on the signature of all your emails.
Fuck you.
Well, fuck you. Yeah. That's right.
I've had a lot of interviews, but the problem is I'm really bad at interviewing because I don't
because
lie
because you talk about East Radio.
Yeah.
Bellamivio.
What is your podcast about? Lesbian sex and American Horror Story.
Yeah, that must be very interesting.
You're sort of lazy.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl, thanks for the encouragement. I appreciate it. Anyways.
Now, did Edith make any donation because she had promised?
We got a donation from Chuck and Tigger Nigger or some.
Excuse me?
Chuck. I think
right.
It was Chuck.
How from now? Who?
Chuck.
Who?
I can't remember my PayPal password. I have to look at it on the phone. I hate this. I don't. And don't tell me I should get some dumbass password utility that stores all my shit. So tell me about your week, Cheryl. How was it?
It was amazing.
What did you do? Work?
Well, this week I worked at the daycare center.
Daycare and
I went to Walgreens many times.
Why?
I had to pick up my sitz bath.
Oh, for your vagina?
Yeah.
I bet that feels good.
I had to soak my clamps.
Okay, we got $10 from Rob Pill.
Thank you, Rob.
I won't say what his last name is, but it sounds like something Sylvia says a lot. Pill.
Puck. You. Pickle. So I got a sitz bath.
Oh.
I got one of the, you know, they're trying to make Walgreens fancy and have fresh food.
No.
So I got this sandwich.
You got a Excuse me. You got a Walgreens sandwich? That's like, I mean, that's something I would do, but I don't expect you to do that.
So I got a Walgreens sandwich, and about 15 minutes after eating this sandwich, my stomach started rumbling.
Mm.
And it started making this horrible sound.
Did you make a duty?
Of course, I was on the BPH going back home. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to hold in the liquid duty and the smell.
Mm-hmm.
But the liquid duty and the smell slowly started to leak out of my bowels. And this large form.
What?
She looked like Precious.
A large what? I missed that.
Blyock woman on the BPH. She looked at me and she said, "I'm praying for you." And I said, "That's all you can do, honey." And by saying anything, I unfortunately lost concentration.
Okay.
And everything from the Walgreens sandwich to the Walgreens chili that I had eaten earlier that day.
You ate chili from the Walgreens?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went on the holder?
That was in my stomach. All of it evacuated my bowels at the very moment I lost concentration. And my white chiffon dress that, as you know by now, is very stained.
Your shitting dress?
Yeah, it was pretty dirty, and they kicked me off the bus. They actually called the police.
But you paid your fare, right?
Yeah, but I...
What?
Right. Shit, my pants.
Where were you sitting when you shat?
In the back of the bus.
Well, usually they don't care about shooting there, Cheryl. What else were you doing? I think
the CTA.
I feel like there's something you're not telling me, Cheryl.
Okay.
Because normally shitting is fine back there.
I think it's because I'm a darker woman that they're being racial.
But they are always the darker people in the black of the bus, hence the name. So what else? What were you doing, Cheryl? What were you really doing? Were you making people stomp on your lips?
I had my lips out, and I was tying twist ties and rubber bands around my lips.
Well, somebody told me, a little birdie who also lives in your city of Red Bank, and may or may not work at 1-800-NOAH-BOARD, told me that you were not only pulling your lips, you were actually pulling your clitoris and making it long and trying to braid your clitoris with your lips to create a sort of lip challah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that true? So you don't deny that.
What's your point?
My point is I found you out. As you like.
Well, the thing is just this.
Lip loaf.
When you eat more, then your prolapse burns. Your body creates duty. Mitch, I don't know, but the thing is, I was ashamed and humiliated by getting the BPH police called on me. They dragged me off the bus.
Yeah.
The police officer had stool, human feces on his uniform. And
human feces? You say that as if you would prefer what? Cow feces?
Yeah, well, my human feces was all over its outfit. Now, so the other thing I did this week was I was teaching some of the little cows at my school some math. And so I said, "What's 2 + 2? And the little girl, with her fingers, she held up 2 on one hand, 2 on the other. And she said, "Four."
Yeah?
Just like that.
What's wrong with that?
She pronouncing the letters and the numbers just like I do.
Oh.
Because I'd be her teacher. So she talks like shrill.
Cheryl, we got $15 from somebody.
That's very nice.
His name is Alan. Thank you, Alan.
Oh, is that my Alan?
But if you don't get give us $25 more, we're going to say your layup's name, too. Squish sound, please. Squish sound for Alan. Okay, now you're a member of the Squish Club. You got your own personalized squish sound from Cheryl.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
I was thinking we should have levels. You know, Mikey Pot has levels of membership. I think we should have a squish sound membership as our first. Maybe a queef can be after that, and perhaps even a duty.
I didn't know Alan was listening this evening.
Who is Alan?
No, he's one of my girls.
Hi, your girls. Up there, up in red blanks.
I think that he knows wasabi.
I don't understand.
He knows my wasabi.
Okay.
He was also a listener. Yeah. They're nice little girls. They live in the same city as that thing that does all those music videos.
That thing?
Yeah, the horrible thing. I won't even talk about that. It's a mess. But it's...
$20 from Edith.
That's all she owes us, more than that.
What do you mean? How can you say that?
She said to me, listen, I need you to grum. McCoy, I need you to grum. I will give you money. And I said, how much? She said, a lot. And I said, okay. And then we didn't end up grumming. And then she emails me and says, I've got money burning in my laps.
She don't have a laps.
Well, that's very nice of her, and I appreciate the $20, but she should not tease me with this stuff.
You're just being greedy now.
I'm just lazy and greedy. But y'all know that.
38 stone. You know, I was traveling, and I'm so like, I haven't been traveling like I used to, and my places are gone. Like my Facebook Big Meats Bagel places are gone from O'Hare.
Oh, no, they removed them at
the only one that was there is, and nobody, nobody understood that it was due to his eyes, and nobody seemed to understand that. Due to his eyes.
Did you get nominated for the podcast award?
I have no idea.
I just love that Tim Henson is so retarded that he's still promoting the Todd Cochran thing.
Cochran? Well, Reagan, yeah. Reagan does it too. He only did it once, actually. But
do you know, if you go to the website, there are no prizes for winning any of the categories.
Well, what was that thing you said?
You have to purchase your own trophy.
Was that for real?
$200, yeah. And if you want to go to the expo where they give the awards, it costs over $1,000. And they have about 4 spots. It's amazing.
Well, you know, podcasting's just a gold mine.
Podcasting is amazing. Well, you can have Todd Cochran represent you. He is. Let me read this.
So he can be the next person to... to shut off, to shut off my, delete my files. Who gets to delete my files?
The CEO at Raw Voice. Wait. Sounds disgusting. A new media company representing over 16,000 podcasters, with over 2,200 podcasters currently engaged in podcast advertising buys.
Yeah, right.
Todd's team offers a variety of new media services like hosting, stats, surveys, consulting, ad campaigns.
Cheryl, I don't care.
I think we should sign up yeastradio.com for these services.
We got 10 more dollies from Mr. Sean. Scene. How do you pronounce S-E-A-N? Scene?
Scene.
He's an odd name. I don't want to say his last name, but it's...
have you been doing?
It's a synonym for penis.
It's the way I can only grum for about a half hour more.
We also got $10 from Matt H. Thank you.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. So far we got $10 plus 15 plus 20. What'd that be?
Excuse me?
You are so... you could not go to...
Well, I can't be a CPA or anything.
You could not be a member of the Cocoa Dorm or Dev Boot Camp.
I'm so glad that you still receive voicemails from the Cocoa Dorm.
What does it say? Shoshana IDs understood... The big meets big, a ref, assholes? What? Shelly Rabb?
Shelly Rabb? Are you talking about Faceless Friday?
What?
Faceless Friday is horrible. Her firm photo still looks just... I think that they put up her old photo again.
Who? Shelly?
Shelly Rabb.
How can you tell the difference? One's just like... It's like he put a rubber band around his face.
Sheldon Ram.
I'm Shelly Rabb.
Recently at a family event, and there's this man who's an old Jew, and he's a very bulbous nose that looks spongy. And all of us were wondering, if you touch it, do you think it will be hard or soft?
You know, my comments...
I wanted to put my clips on it.
When I was at this dinner last week for City College, this, you know, alumni dinner, I told my uncle, I said, you know what? It smells like synagogue in here.
Smells like... Where were you? City College?
City College, the alumni dinner where my father was getting an award. But it smelled like a synagogue. Do you know that smell, Cheryl?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Where it just smells like a combination of old people and dirty ass seats.
Old people, dirty ass seats.
And like some Purim candy.
Some Hallmantaschen. It's a synagogue smell.
Well, listen, I have a scoop for you, okay?
The old books.
I don't know if I should tell you this, okay?
Okay, tell me.
Well, apparently Griselda is trying to get her little, as you call him, not me, cunt turd into Prisk. What?
Her concert, and you know that there's documentaries about that in New York City?
Well, yes, and that's just the point.
And her little boy looks like he should be in pageants.
Okay.
On Thomas and Tierra.
Right, well, he is. So she's trying to get him in. Can I talk to you?
Well, yeah.
So she's trying to get him into preschool, and apparently he's less than two, and they have to, like, interview the children who don't even speak. It's ridiculous. And it is so hard to get into these preschools, and they're trying to get him into the very best one. And guess what? They joined this very prestigious synagogue, which is, like, probably the most famous one in New York, certainly the prettiest, because even though it costs, like, $7,000 a year... But we can't get, you know, more than like $50 a year from her. But it's like $7,000 a year just because it makes them more likely to get accepted to this prestigious preschool.
Now, did they find? Mm-hmm. I would think a smart preschool would say, how long have you been a member of the synagogue?
Yeah. Right. But so we don't get nothing, but we get to make recordings for her art projects of you masturbating.
I think she should pay me.
I do. I think she should pay us.
No.
Yeah, how about yes?
Me. It's my voice.
You have a job, Gerb.
I do.
What's the kid's GRE? I don't know.
Teaching the children at the daycare center how to spell and count.
Count to 10.
Sometimes... Well, I got in trouble for this, but allegedly... One time, I was teaching the number one, and I got up in front of the class.
No.
I pulled down my pants and panties.
What'd you do, Cheryl?
And I pushed out my laps, and I said, one! One laps!
You're an idiot. But Cheryl, what did the kids do? Did they scream?
One of the kids said, Rose. And I said, no, one. And then I said, oh, that's true. One rose. Yes. Yes.
What?
And then I did, you know, one of those, like, balloon tricks?
You mean where you make an animal?
I made an animal out of my claps.
What'd you make?
I said, this is a giraffe.
Oh. Did it go, did it make those sounds that they make when you squish, 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 like that?
I did that, and they shaped it into an elephant, and I said, this is an elephant. Mm, and one of the little girls loves elephants. And so she said, wee, wee. And then I said, this is an elephant's trunk. And then I flipped it up, and some blood splattered one of the children. And she started crying because it got in her eye. Mm. And a piece of duty was on her chin, but I wiped it with this. And then, one of their parents unfortunately walked in at that point and was very upset. And
did you get arrested?
Sort of I pulled up my pants and panty, and I denied the whole thing.
Did you hear about these pedophilia, these rabbis, like Orthodox Jews in New York are never mind.
Well, that's one of my side businesses. I have a shul. And we love kids. Both who go to church.
What do you mean we? Who's this we? You and your carpool?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you hear that message? I want to play the message. That lovely phone message from the Coco Dorm today.
Oh, are we going to call him back about his modeling session?
That's not a bad idea. Let me... Where did I put the phone number? How did I send it to you? Did I email it or what?
The mail.
It's good. You'll like this. Okay. No, not that. That. Party favor. Yeah. Yeah. The party favy.
Shelly Ram.
Sheldon.
Lipstaff.
Okay, it's loading, as the kids say.
Lips
full of cum. Lips full of cum.
Lips that walls fall out. Red Coco Dorm.
Doctors, lawyers, psychics.
Doctors, lawyers, psychics, we all come. Work at a dorm.
Cum, blood, condoms, feces.
Cum
and blood.
Blood and feces filled my cavity.
Okay, let me just drag it in from the hole. The holdy. Yeah. Okay, this is called Party Favor.
Party Favy.
Yeah.
This is Sammy Christmas. We have some man in Jerry Boyle. I'm in Canton, Ohio. I'm a white male.
That didn't work out very well, Cheryl
that
Dean.
That sounded horrible.
Let's try this another wee.
You blew my ear out.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. What done happened there? Perhaps I should use another client.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that. I'm really sorry about this, Siri.
Whatever people use Siri in front of me now, I always go, I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, my God. Here. You're done with OPP. Yeah, you know me. You're done with OPP.
We're going to do it in our last 15 minutes.
I'll figure something out for you to do.
Jeff Lucas, my name is Gary Boylan. I'm in Canton, Ohio. I'm a white male, 5'10", 195 pounds, medium.
You can't hear it. Let me turn. I have to turn on the thing so you can hear yourself. So you can hear it. Ready?
Yep.
Jeff Lucas, my name is Gary Boylan. I'm in Canton, Ohio. I'm a white male. 5'10", 195 pounds, medium build, fair complexion, brown hair, blue eyes, 61 years old.
Nice one.
Look more like I'm in my 40s. And I was interested in seeing if you might be interested in using me as one of your models, one of your videos, where I could be like a party favorite or whatever for your thugs. Mm-hmm. And, I saw the advertising you had the one time where you had the thing where I fucked your white boyfriend. And be open to anything like that.
Sounds so
and boring. Either solo. Or with multiple thugs, whatever. But I was wondering if FlavorWorks ever comes and does any, modeling, casting, or any action up here in Northeast Ohio.
Ohio.
0454-6217.
Man.
I'm 61.
What, you want to call him or not?
Okay.
Did you write down
Ohio. I'm the International Casting Agent for Flavorworks, Inc., TM, registered copyright. I'm going you about back about your application.
Did you write down the number?
No, did you?
No, honey.
7-0-4-5-4-Ohio.
Ohio?
330-454-6217. I'm 61. Birthday is April 26, 1962.
Oh, May.
Did you write, what's the number, Cheryl? 303?
He should be given his social security number.
If you have April 26, 1952. I'm 61. Any action up here in Northeast
Ohio.
My number is 330-454.
Can you not talk while I'm trying to write down the fucking number?
That number for me.
You got it?
April 26, 1952. But would be interested in doing getting some action with Flavorworks, and if you have any openings for that kind of a venue.
Openings, Ohio.
I think you have enough information. We'll call it party favor.
Party favor. What kind of questions should I ask? We need to have a few written down. What kind of questions, man?
Well, ask him, confirm his age. Ask if he has any warts on him. Ask about his asshole, what it looks like. Does it look like a starfish? Does it have tears? Ask if he has any lesions. Warts.
Apparently.
Does he have any moles with hair?
Stretch marks.
Mm-hmm. Does he mind getting shit on and called names like Coon? Ask him if he's ever been. Foot fucked?
Penetrated by a fist or a foot?
I'm interested in you knowing if he has stretch marks.
I've got that on the list.
Of course. And if, how many teeth he has left. And also, can he queef anally? Can he make it? What did they say? Make it, not make it pop, but how did they say, like, make it talk? Can you make it talk?
Yeah, make it talk.
Okay, you got enough? Right. Yeah, I think so.
I think that's pretty good. He'll probably hang up, so.
No, we won't.
No, don't. Mute your mic.
Just say the dorm. Don't say Coco Dorm.
Sorry, I missed your call. Please leave your name and number.
Hang up.
And I shall return your call as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hang up. Call again.
Hang on.
What's his name again?
I don't know. Old person?
Oh, I hope they didn't record. Thank
you. Cheryl, you got to say something because he might pick up. It might be like, he's old. He probably has a real answering machine. It probably plays it out loud and he can pick up.
What's his name?
I don't know. Steve, probably. He's white. Mm-hmm. Pick out a phone. Tell him pick up. Pick up. You gotta speak a little loud.
Sorry, I missed your call. Please give your name and number.
Pick up.
And I'll send you the call as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hi, this is Cheryl. I'm the international casting agent, and through Flavor Weird and Googled, and left a message that you were interested in modeling, so I had some more questions. I'll try to call you back. Vega, honey. Bye, honey. Calling?
Mm-hmm. A little disappointed.
Well, I guess we'll have to try to call him back next week.
Yeah, let me try once more.
It's very important.
Third time's a charm. Mm-hmm.
Hello, hotline. This is Margarita. How can I help you?
Hi, I need some assistance.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself?
You okay, honey? You sound like you're doing something.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking you if you can tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, sure. You sounded a little out of breath. I thought maybe you were, you know, taking care of business. Well, so my name is... Well, I don't know if you need to know my name, but I was recently... I had something horrible happen to me, and now I'm pregnant, and I'm not sure if I want to keep this this thing that's living inside of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, how many months pregnant are you?
Well, you sound big. Well, I think about, you know, maybe a month pregnant.
Do you have any other children?
No, none that I've kept.
None that you've kept?
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You write
it. How long can you stay where you are?
Where am I?
Your current residence.
I'm in, I'm outside of Red Bank, New Jersey.
Uh-huh. Do you live alone or with someone?
I'd be living alone right now.
Okay. Have you ever tried drugs once or twice before?
Are you sure you're not doing something like playing with your clips or eating a pie or something?
I'm asking you the questions.
Are you on drugs? I mean, it sounds like you're slurring your words, honey. Are you okay?
I'm not slurring my words. I'm asking you specific questions.
Okay. And I was trying to answer. I'm just saying, as a woman of Jesus, I'm praying for you and worried about you. So what's your question again?
Thank you for praying for me, but currently I don't need it. I'm just trying to ask you some questions.
Cool. What's your question? In the past, I may have had indiscretion.
Have you ever tried drugs even once?
Even once. I think, well, what is it? What's considered a drug?
Anything that's not legal.
It's not legal. Well.
Hello?
I think, yes, I have in the past. Does it matter if it was like 20 years ago?
It's just a preliminary question that we ask.
Okay. Well, I hope it doesn't disqualify me from cervixes.
What kind of meditations do you take, if any?
Meditations? Well, I pray to Mother Asthma, and Jesus, Mary and Joseph, once in a while. And that's usually what I do for meditations.
Okay, and what about medication?
Medications. I take a blood thinner because, do you know what a prolapse is?
Yes.
Okay, well, I have blood thinner because my laps is so large and so engorged and hoard that my doctor wanted me to try to, you know, calm it down. So I take that. I take Adderall. Helps me to get my work done. One time, you know, it's called something amphetamine. It's like meth. My doctor said it might help. I have this topical steroid ointment for my chlyops, because they were really dry and itchy. My doctor prescribed that.
I take
lorazepam to deal with crazy folk. It helped me get through the day. And sometimes some marijuana and some fish oil, of course. You start getting a young woman like me talking about her medications or her diabetes or her, you know, her public assistance, and I can't stop. I'm sorry. It's far more than you needed to know, honey.
Okay. Why did you ever try to commit suicide?
Commit suicide? No. I ain't ending this party. This party, this is the shit.
We're going to stick to the question.
Oh, will. And are you talking about suicide for me or for the baby?
For you.
Okay, for me, okay. Mm-hmm.
And then,
are you a house mother?
Were you ever involved in a Dyfus case?
Dyfus? No. Well, what would be your definition of involved to be?
Anything that has to do with Dyfus and your name.
Dyfus. Well, I was talking to Cleo a few weeks ago, and she mentioned the Dyfus. And, I don't think so, officially. Okay, I don't think so. So answer that one, no.
So you've never had a Dyfus case where worker has spoken with you?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, honey, do they got
you doped up? Children, right?
Do they got you doped up, honey? I'm worried about you. This Cleo, I know she runs tight ship over there, but it's not right. Are you sure you're okay, honey?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay.
Are you on any medication?
That's not important, and it's not about me. Have you ever been convicted of, and how long will you be on probation if you were?
What do you mean?
Well, my question is, have you ever been convicted of a crime? And okay. If you were, how long is your probation?
I've never been convicted of a crime. Ain't none of the things that they tried to charge me with done stuck. I finna got out of all of those. The things that they said I did with the things, I didn't do it. They can't prove it. And ain't no one gonna keep me down or away from my child care bills. Yes. Okay. So no probation because I ain't gotten convicted of nothing except for that one time. But that was juvenile court and ain't nobody can get into those records. God.
Well, this is the thing. Just have to ask you some preliminary questions.
Some what kind of question?
I just had to ask you some basic information. And then I wanted to know how you heard about the show, how you heard about several sources.
Okay.
How did you hear about this? homeless shelter.
So drunk. Well, so what's your, can you say your question again?
I'm sorry. How did you hear about the shelter?
Okay, I heard about the shelter from my very good friend, Madge Weinstein. She told me about your program. I also looked it up on the interwebs and was touched. I did notice you got a job opening, which I'm also interested in. I'm passing it along to my friend, Madge. She's unemployed. Do you like your job as house mother? It sounds like they let you drink.
We don't drink.
You don't drink? You do drugs?
No. And those questions are very inappropriate.
Well, honey, I'm just asking about the job to get some reconnaissance from a friend. And this is the second time I've called, and someone sounded like they're, you know, doing other things. One, this woman, she must be one of your coworkers. I don't want to talk bad about one of your coworkers. I don't want to offend or start nothing, but she sounded like she was masturbating, and it was inappropriate, and I called and talked to your supervisor.
Hello? Hello, ma'am.
Hey, girl.
I just need to ask you some more questions.
Yes, go ahead with your questions. Go on with your bad sales.
I'm not trying to tell you anything. I'm just trying to figure out by the information that you provide to me. I'm just trying to figure out how I can help you.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you
if I don't sound perfect to you,
okay, well, that's all you had to say from the beginning,
well,
honey.
I didn't have to say
I didn't have to give you my medical information.
I gave it to you because I wanted to, not because I had to.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, honey. And I mean to be an offensive little whore, but sometimes the thing is, I'm an ugly woman, and I, you know, don't admit that very easily, but it makes me feel very insecure, so I have to be mean to other people.
That, but everybody's beautiful inside and out. And
well, I'm not, but I accept that. It's okay. Cool.
Okay, and I'm sure that you are just as beautiful on the outside as you are on the inside.
If you knew the things that I did to these little things growing inside of me, you would not think I was beautiful. And the things that have been done to me with feces, blood, and urine don't make me quite so beautiful. And, well, I'm just a bad person. But I understand that, Anna.
So what is your what are your thoughts on the baby?
Well, the baby is going to cost me too much money. It's hurting my figure, which is already horrible. I recently came out with a new music video, which is a very inspirational, personal, my body and my prolapse. And so the fact that I had this rape happen to me by these black men that filled me with feces, and now I'm pregnant, and it's ruining my figure by adding additional body. It hurts me. And what I'm thinking is that I can't afford to keep this baby. I can hardly afford the place I'm...
Well, how about I told you that through our help, you could afford your baby.
Well, confronted this issue is whether this support is just so that I can And then I'm left with these large bills for the rest of my life. And this baby is constantly saying, Cheryl, or you know, whatever my name is, I want to go to school. I want this new toy. Oh, I like stuffed animals. Oh, I need to eat and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's expensive, and I can't hardly afford to feed myself. And, you know, these maxi pants. And
so you give the opportunity to send you something?
Oh, what kind of stuff are you going to send me? Money?
I wish I could. I really do.
This woman $20,000 to have her baby. It was fantastic, and I think that it.
Okay. What's your first name?
What's my what name?
Your first name.
Esther.
Oh, look at your phone keeps breaking up. What was it?
My first name is Esther.
Oh, Esther.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And your last name? Esther, what is your last name?
Nickadoodle.
N-I-C-K.
N-I-K-K-K-A-D-O-O-D-L-E.
Okay, so N-I-C-K-K-J-D-O-O. What was that?
Three K's. Nickadoodle.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your address, Esther?
My address is 80.
Wait.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 80?
You got your moleskin, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 81 Oak Hill Road.
Oak Hill
Road.
Okay. Is there an apartment number?
Apartment 3.
Okay. And the city?
Fred Bank, New Jersey.
Okay. And what is the zip code of Red Bank?
07701. Yeah.
07701. Okay. Yeah. Esther, is there a home number that I could reach you at?
Ooh, girl, you can call me anytime. Yep, 732. Okay. 741. Oh, is there a Duke? I would love dogs. Love them. What kind of dog you got?
He's a chihuahua.
Oh, love it. One time a dog attacked my lap, so I think it liked the smell of the feet and the blood. It's horrible. Friend Madge is wrong. My friend Madge, she is a woman of the devil. She worked at this a porn company, and her dog interrupted us on the bed and had a red rocket. It was grazing. His name is Trotsky. You know.
Mm.
Have you ever had a dog try to attack you? Hello? Honey, are you there? Did you have to let the dog out? Hello? 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 Honey? 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 My God?
Hello? Gladys? Esther, I need to use the phone. Esther?
Hello?
Esther, I need to use the phone.
Okay. Well, I'm on a phone call.
Can you call her back? Honey?
Fine.
Okay. Oops. I hung up on Cheryl by mistake. That's a shame.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can we call Dad?
I'm calling back a boy.
Why do you always ruin everything?
That was not me.
This is Margarita. How can I help you?
Hi, Margarita. I'm sorry, we were disconnected.
Oh, okay. So let's finish filling out that paperwork.
Yeah.
Okay. We left off at your phone number. You got as far as 732. What's the rest?
4-7-1-2-3-1-4.
What's the best time to call you?
Well, you can call me anytime as long as you are acting sexual. Yes, girl. Yes, that's a child. Yes. Yes. Do you girls ever have pajama parties at the dorm?
Take.
No.
Oh. You ever paint your clitoris? So do you have any openings at your shelter for me?
We have to think of the questions, Esther. If you are inquiring about any position at the shelter, you know, you can always contact them.
I meant the openings, not jobs, but, you know, a warm place to stay, somewhere to push out this contract should I decide to keep it, things like that, you know, maybe do a high-five line, stuff like that, you know.
When I send you the information, Esther, I know you'll rethink your options.
Oh, what, are you going to include some video footage of you not boarding the baby? you know.
Can you repeat your phone number for me? I just want to make sure it's clear. It's correct.
Oh, sure. That's 732.
Yes.
741. 2314. You get the hang of
it? Yeah.
I'm braiding my flips and writing them right here.
How old are you, Esther?
25.
You're 25?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
I don't want to give that. A girl never tells her age.
You already told me your age. I'm asking you for your date of birth.
Can I not give that, honey?
I need it to pick up. Unfortunately, yes, I really need it to complete the form.
Are you sure?
Maybe we can send you a package.
So you need my date of birth to send me a package?
Yes.
Okay. My date of birth is
11/3/1988.
Well,
belated happy birthday, Esther.
Oh, thank you. That's actually when it happened. I was wearing a very full dress, and unfortunately it was made out of chiffon, and it became the worst birthday dress ever. And the black man had a very large penis, and he stuck it into my rear end before he put it into my prolapse. And there's duty all for my birthday dress. Yeah.
I'm just listening to you.
It's alright. It's very emotional for me, having duty on my chiffon birthday dress.
I understand.
Yeah, have you ever had duty on your chiffon birthday dress?
We're not here to discuss that. We're really here to focus on you and to focus on that baby. And to give you a
toilet. Is it normal to have horrible diarrhea from these babies?
Those are things you need to consult with your doctor about.
Oh. Oh. Well, sorry, I didn't hear you over my waterfall. Help me. Are you there, honey?
Yeah, I'm here. Where are you, Esther?
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, where were you born?
Where was I born?
Yeah, your place of birth.
I was... Okay.
Hello, Esther?
Yep, I'm here. You hear me?
Of course I need you. Where were you born?
Okay, I was born in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
With whom are you living with?
Well, usually I live alone, but I was living with my friend Madge for a while until she started.
So are you living alone now, yes or no?
Well, Once in a while, my friend comes and stays with me, but for the most part, I'm living alone and feeling very alone and in need of some, you know, Christian love. I can't afford my rent. You know, last time I went to the church trying to get help, he tried to put his papal lips into my face and make me suck them off. And I said, no, I wanted to come to church to get support, not to get pork and beans in my face. And I wasn't allowed back at that church. He accused me of touching the children. And yet, he tried to touch me. I don't know if that's ever happened to women at your shelter, but it was horrible. And so now I'm afraid of the church. And they're the ones that told me, you got to keep your baby. I think they just wanted to sell it for spare parts. Yep. Honey? You still need me?
Yes. Are you there, Esther?
I am here, honey.
Okay. All righty.
Is Cleo there?
Who?
Yeah. You work with a woman, I think. Her name is Miss Cleo.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I think she's an ethnic woman.
How did you hear about several sources? It was a friend, am I correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
She's a lesbian. You know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She tried to convert me once, and she made me go down on her, and she smelled like fish so bad. I can't even imagine anyone wanting to do that.
Esther?
Yeah.
I need you.
No, honey, I need you more than you even know. I got three fingers in my vagina right now, and I'm thinking about how much I need your cervixes.
Esther, that's inappropriate.
Honey, come on. It's just diversity, and it's life.
It's inappropriate, Esther.
Have you ever done anything with another woman? It's very comforting, although if you're my friend Madge, you need to wash beforehand. I refuse to do it if it smells like fish. Can't do it. Can't do it. Oh, who's there? Is someone else listening?
Nope, there's no one else listening, Esther.
I heard a man. Is there a man there? Hello?
Esther.
Am I on speakerphone?
No, Esther, you're not on speakerphone. I just need to ask you some questions. And to finish this paperwork so I can mail you the information.
Okay, let's work on this paperwork.
Okay. You know. So you said you're about almost 2 months pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Esther.
Yep.
How many months are you pregnant?
About a month.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe it hasn't been that long. I'd say 2.5 weeks, something like that. I don't know.
Are you going to seek medical treatment at all, Esther?
Yep. I'm seeing a doctor about my lives. I've got this vaginal mesh inside of me to try to fix that thing, but it keeps busting right out.
Sure.
So I've seen a doctor for that.
Four.
About what?
Have you ever been pregnant before?
Oh, yeah, many times. Sure.
And have you had any miscarriages?
Oh, sure. It's a blessing from God sometimes. Because I had no choice about.
Do you remember when you had miscarriage?
Oh, which time? Well, there was this one time that it got stuck in the vacuum.
All right, Have you ever had any clear abortions?
It was stuck in the vaginal mesh. It looked like tuna fish in the screen door. It was so horrible. And that was about a year ago. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Have you had
spare abortions? I had. It was about 6 months ago. And it looked like pieces of grilled chicken breast in a screen door.
If you continue with the inappropriate comments after I ask you...
You ask me a question and I'm answering.
You're giving me inappropriate conversation.
Giving you what?
And I'm trying to just ask you questions and you're giving me inappropriate answers and you're being...
I'm giving you the truth. I'm giving you the truth, honey. Nothing but the truth. And sometimes,
but you mention things that are explicit. I want to help, but I need you to stick to the question.
I'm answering your question to the depth that I feel you are deserving of, which is everything. And I'm being completely honest with you. And sometimes my medical history can be very jarring for people. And
I'm
understand
sure.
that. So if I need to tone it down for you because this real me is too much, then I can try.
Do you have any children, other children, Esther?
Google walls fall out. Other children, you mean that are alive?
Yes, other children.
I think there's one. And, yep.
Okay. Are you contemplating getting an abortion, Esther?
Oh, I sure. We talked about that already, honey.
I know. I just want to make sure.
Honey, didn't they train you that it shouldn't be like a checklist and you should really have a conversation, true listening, and then you can fill out the questions?
I'm trying to help you, but I can't have you dictate how I do my job.
I'm not trying to dictate.
The bottom line is, I want you to remember that we're here to help you.
I want you to really remember the pill, all right? Yes.
But you don't need to give me explicit details.
Okay.
My other question is, do you believe in God, Esther?
That's a pretty hard question. Well,
are you there, Esther?
Yes. I'm sorry that question. I'm not going to be going into detail, but I'll just say that this baby is causing me to have some things happen to me that I would not like to happen. So as I was thinking about your question, I relaxed and some things came out. So what was the question again? I'm back with you.
It says, do you believe in God?
Do I believe in God? Allah. Is that the same thing in the Jesus and the,
which God?
Do I pray? All you can do is pray.
Howard?
All you can do is pray. That's all I do. I don't take medication. I pray.
Then the answer
I learned from my black girl, Yakisha. She worked at the airport in one of those booths in the parking lot. Her name, Yakisha. Mm-hmm.
Esther.
All you can do. So I believe in God. He's a good God.
Can you please remember God's commandment is thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt stick to the questions of Noah Bort. Yes.
It's killing a person. So we're here to help you, Esther. We're here to help you. We want you to choose life, Esther.
Oh, I gotta choose life and to pray. So don't survive. Then, is that okay because I'm praying? Praying. Questions. I want to stick to the commandment of answering your questions. Choose whales. What else do you got for me?
All right, now. No. I'll ask you a couple of more questions here.
Okay.
Okay.
Esther, yeah.
All right. Drug use. When was the last time you used?
That's food garbage. No, I've dealt with that problem. I don't have that problem anymore.
So you haven't had any drugs at all?
When? Since I got pregnant?
I just wanted to know your drug. If you have abused drugs, okay.
In the past, you only went over that. If you answer my question, I'll answer you.
Esther, yeah. Please allow me. Yeah. I have to ask you these questions, Esther.
Who says?
Help you.
Can't we just
and some of them are because they need more information.
For that's what? I just want to talk to my girl, Margarita. Come on.
Who
needs these answers? Just tell me. This is a lot of information.
It's relevant in choosing life.
What? Whether I do drugs, what is my birth date, where do I live, have I had abortions before? Why do you have to know all that?
I told you we're going to send you something in the mail.
I know, all you need to send something in the mail is someone's name and address, right? Or do you personalize what it is, or...
Yeah, we personalize what it is.
So you write me a letter that says... All these details.
I have a lot of information for you and a lot of resources that will help you, you know, to make the decision and to hope that you, in turn, choose to have your baby. And to give you other alternatives as to, you know, what you can do.
Yeah.
You know, and give you some hope and understanding.
Well, do you think I should take Imodium for this?
Esther, I am not a doctor. Okay. I cannot give medical advice.
Okay, I'll just keep praying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praying is good.
I got my Bible right here with me and the phone in this bathroom, and I will pray.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
You used drugs in the past.
Yeah.
And when was the last time you used?
About a month ago.
Okay. What drug did you use?
Oh, God. Is this going to be used against me in a court of law?
No, Esther.
Okay. Well, that fine. It was Glint. I did Glint.
It was what? What, you did Glint?
Yeah, Glint.
Glint, what is that?
Oh, honey, you should try. You put it on anywhere and it tingles. Feels so good. It's delicious. Yep. And the one time I used what's it called? It's on that show, Breaking Bad. Hello?
Do you abuse alcohol, Esther?
I don't abuse it. I enjoy a drink every once in a while. I get my drink on, yes. Do I abuse it? I can't answer that. How do I know if I abuse it?
If you drink it every day.
Well, I mean, I have a drink every day, but... I want to say that's abuse. I mean, I guess now it's maybe a problem that I'm pregnant and drinking, but, you know, I can stop anytime I want to.
Do you have any mental health issues?
No, none at all. Perfectly healthy.
Taking clonazepam.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of the panium. Sometimes a girl has to calm down, sometimes a girl has to sleep, and sometimes a girl just needs a good time. Coy? Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. And you asked what Glint was? Well, it appears to have originated in women's correctional facilities at some point in the 60s. This is a website called Let Me Google It For You. You just Google your question if you don't know what something is. Yep.
Esther, I want you to call me back.
Okay, I'm thinking way back. I'm going way back.
No. I need you to call me back.
Why?
Because you're not answering my questions.
I'm answering your questions. I have the ADD.
I understand if you have ADD, but or ADHD.
Yeah, I'm a little hyper.
Your answers are a bit explicit, and I don't believe that. Right now, we should be speaking. I think that maybe...
Because I'm a horny woman and I say offensive things once in a while, that through this little survey you've had so you can send me some life-changing materials, I think that's silly. I would like these materials.
It's not that, Esther. A lot of your references... of when you answer my question.
Racy, I'm racy.
Are very explicit.
Yes, yes.
Those things are explicit.
Well,
the way that they're explicit is beyond.
Beyond. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, if you need a break from me, I understand. But, you know, in the past, I have had life-changing advice in conversations much like this one with your coworkers. And so I don't see what the problem is. No, they've offered great advice.
Every time I ask you a question, you question it. You question the question.
Because it's very personal. I don't trust you. In a relationship, you have to build trust. And I don't feel like we've established trust.
And you mentioned my personal body parts earlier.
in this conversation.
What do you mean?
Yes, you mentioned my personal body parts in this conversation.
You mean your clit? I wasn't meaning to get personal about you. And offended you. I'm a very open woman, and I guess that's kind of shocking. I'm sorry. I won't talk about your lewd promise. What's your next question?
Okay.
Won't do it.
The next question is, do you have any mental health problems? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Taking any medications? Are you taking any medications, Esther?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What medications are they?
Well, there's the clonazepam. There's the topical steroid ointment from Eclipse. I'm taking the something amphetamine, dextroamphetamine for the ADD. What else do I have here? Let me get my pill bottle out. Hold on a second. Let me get this out. I can tell you what I'm taking right here. Okay. This one, fish oil.
Okay. Before you get that one, you said something, amphetamine?
Yeah, dextroamphetamine. Dextroamphetamine. Help.
Dextran, okay.
Dextran and amphetamine, you know.
Alright. Now, okay.
Do you need to know all the medications? Are we doing a medication review?
Give me those at this time.
Okay, you can't anymore. Okay.
Let me put
away my medications. I got so many of them. God. Hold on. I'm sorry. I just want to be orderly. Okay.
Whoever attempted suicide, Esther?
Have I ever attempted suicide? No.
Okay.
I've not.
And you've never been involved with DISIS, right?
With DISIS? DISIS? No.
Have you ever committed a crime, Esther?
Committed a crime? I've never been committed of a crime. I've been accused of many. Okay.
Can you just hold on one second, Esther?
I can.
Tell me, Fiona, who's having a big tire event?
Your Ford dealer.
Who's offering a rebate?
Your Ford dealer.
Who has the low price tire guarantee?
Dealer.
I'm beginning to sense a pattern.
Get up to $140 in mail-in rebates when you buy four select tires with the Ford Service Credit Card.
Where'd you get that sweater vest?
Your Ford dealer.
Leo ain't getting pulled into this call.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cleo. Hello? Hello? Margarina?
Mm-hmm.
Margarina?
Yes, sir, I'm back. I'm okay. Here.
Did you have to go to the bathroom or somewhere to go, honey?
Yeah, I had to do something.
Okay, it's understandable. Okay.
We're gonna have to go to, alright.
Okay.
Have you ever been tested for AIDS, Esther?
Oh, honey, that question. That's confidential.
Well, no, I don't want to know the result. I just need to know, have you ever been tested?
Of course. Of course. Yes.
What about the baby's father? Does he know you're pregnant?
Honey, I was raped. I mean, I guess he can assume that I might be pregnant. He didn't use a condom. Filled me with blood, urine, feces. I think maybe he has an idea. I don't know. Sorry, that's a sore subject. God.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to be supportive. Mm-hmm. That's it. Okay. I wasn't aware.
Excuse me?
I said I wasn't aware of your situation.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Do your parents know?
My parents?
Yeah.
No. I didn't discuss the fact that I was, you know, raped and there was forced feces and all these horrible things inside of me. I did not discuss that with anybody except for the doctor and the police. That's it. I'm very ashamed.
What? Don't be ashamed, Esther, because the person who did it should be ashamed. Not
yes,
you.
Well, I agree, but they didn't have no shame in their game. I just don't understand how God can let that happen to me.
Well, so you're considering an abortion, am I correct?
Yes, this rape feces, baby. I don't think I want to keep this.
Okay.
No.
Alrighty. Trying to think of some things that I can. Do you have a DVD player or a VCR?
I can probably go to the library. I have an old Betamax. I don't know if you have something in that format.
No.
I think my old Packard Bell computer, I think it might have a CD drive.
Okay. Your computer?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an old Packard Bell. It's a beige metal case. It used to be wonderful, but it's pretty slow. Floppy drive. Still going, thank God. MS-DOS.
Esther, I really feel for you, Esther.
I know, for having a Packard Bell computer with floppy drive, or you mean the rape? It's both of them.
The entire situation, I've been there.
Yeah. Have you also had the feces rape? Did they do that to you too?
No, nothing
Okay, it's horrible. But yes, it's not a good situation to be in. That's for sure. What did you do? Is that when you found the no abort shelter?
Yeah. Okay. And I kept my baby because I realized that you know, my situation is a little different than yours, but I understand what your obstacles are in making the decision to keep it. Mm-hmm. And I realized that, you know, God did put this life inside of me for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, this baby, regardless of how it was made or conceived,
it could grow up to be an inspiration. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
inexpensive one, though. I mean, you gotta admit, it's an economic discussion that I'm having in my mind.
Boot it. Oh, it's a discussion that I had in mind. And, you know, several sources, you know, is a giving shelter. You know, we give support for the less fortunate who do not have anything to care for the baby.
Yeah.
You know, blankets, wipes. We help with everything that you can possibly need for the baby. And I lived at the shelter at one time.
Well, that's what I would like to find out about, is living in this shelter amongst the girls. I don't know, you know, being around other women, it's a kind of like that show Orange is the New Black. You know, where there's a lot of other people who have experienced fecal rape and all that.
Well, you're not alone anymore, Esther.
Oh.
I mean, you have the 800 number.
That's true. I do love my no abort girl.
You have my name.
Margarita. Like Margaritaville?
That's right. I'm your Margaritaville.
Nay, it's so sweet. It's very nice.
Okay. And I want you to, you know, call me if you need something. And if, you know, I'm sure that if by any chance you don't get me on the hotline, I'm sure you could just, you know, wait till I'm scheduled. Wait till I'm scheduled, you know, if you need to talk again.
Well, are you usually on Friday nights?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Well, because, you know, I called in the past to different hotlines, and including Noah Board, and, you know, there's a few women who are very nice and helpful, and there's other ones who are so rude and mean and lazy. And, you know, I think that your coworkers could learn something from you, especially that woman. She sounds like she's from an island or something. I call her Cleo, but she is just rude. Rude, rude, rude.
Esther, let me ask you, I want to make sure that I spelled your name correctly. It's
yep.
E-S-T-H-E-R, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you said your last name was N-I-C-K-K-J...
K.
J. K.
Nyak doodle. Three K's. Nyak doodle.
All right. And then just to make sure, your phone number is 732.
Yep.
721. 2314.
Jonas.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. And you're a resident?
Yep. Now listen, honey, I gotta go and relieve this duty pile that's been building up inside of me, caused by the baby. And so are you gonna send me something in the mail?
Yes, I have all the information.
Okay.
And take a few notes, and then I'm gonna send you something in the mail.
Oh,
I wish you the best of luck.
Oh, thank you, and I will definitely call back.
You know, you can call me as well. I might call you later on just to check up on you, okay, Esther? Okay.
Well, I hope my number isn't disconnected, but...
I'll write you better.
That's wonderful. I appreciate it.
All right, Esther, you have a good night.
You too, honey.
Bye.
Man.
Yeah, honey. Mm-hmm.
That was the longest.
Cheryl, that lady is lonely.
Well, she had a stroke.
Well, I understand that. I hope she didn't have the stroke when she was being raped.
I felt bad when she admitted that she was not drunk or high, but she had a
stroke. Felt bad? Reagan Fox texted me. He said he felt bad. So as long as we all felt bad, let's just keep doing it.
Well, that was epic, amazing, and I think worth many dollars. So hopefully,
and many podcast awards. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How much do they cost?
For that? I hope Ian.
How much do they cost, Cheryl?
Sending us and Patrick as well.
Cheryl, how much do the awards cost?
$400.
Really?
Yes.
So we need $400 each because Cheryl and I each need one. And I need salary.
Mm-hmm. No donation?
No donations. Not since the ones... Should we go through the total before we go?
Yep.
And then I'll just be able to...
Because then I got to go to sleep, and it's so late.
You got to watch that program we love before you go to bed.
Tomorrow.
You've got to be up to date. When I don't watch American Horror Story, I can't go on social media because I'm afraid I'll get spiraled.
No, I don't have time for social media.
You don't. Yeah, you have time for your layups. Mm-hmm. You got time for that. All right. Got a pen, papy?
Yep.
10 plus 10
yep.
plus 20 plus 15 plus 10 equals quad.
10 plus 10 plus 20 plus 15.
Plus 10.
You said Alan was 15.
Alan was 15, yeah. I included that.
10 plus 10 plus 20 plus 15 plus 10 equals... Yeah. Let me do the same thing. That is $65.
Okay. That's all?
Exactly.
That sucks. All right, we'll see you in 2 months for the next scrum. So how much do I owe you? $62.50? No, 32. How much did you say? 64?
65.
65? So I owe you $32.50? Is that right? Let me send it right now from my iPhone. That way we're all squared. But if anybody else wants to send us money, I'll still split it with this whore.
And I expect money from Edith.
Well, Edith already sent us money. Don't be greedy. Come on.
Oh,
you can't just...
Specifically, and saying that my last name was Nickadoodle with 3 K's.
She told you to say that?
No.
Well.
And for Patrick.
Nickadoodle was hilarious. I have to say, that was a really good name. I wouldn't have thought of that.
I fell out.
Yeah. How do I do this? Wait, activity? I can't figure it out. Shop? Oh, here. Send... Cheryl Prolapse. Prolapse. Okay. Let me just make sure that's your right lip. $32.50. Right?
Yep.
$250. Message. Layup. Line. Lip line. Friends and family, not goods or services. Well, let's see. $32.50. Yeah, here we go. There we are. Let's press send. Mm-hmm. There, wasn't that worth it? We almost got it paid as much as Starbucky.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, honey. It was great grumming, and I'll see you later.
Reagan wants us to call Coco. No, we can't call Coco again, right?
No, I'm done.
Next time. Sorry, honey. Bye. Thanks,
honey. Bye, honey.
Squish. Yay, over. See you, audience.
And I'm too heavy on my feet.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad. Are sentinel figures like rocks. Our guides stand to the right of us. I don't know why they stand to the right of us, but they always stand to the right. They never, ever leave us. I said to people, all right, I want you to construct for me a wang doodle. They can't do it. Every one of us can.
Yeah. I wouldn't be where I am, doing what I am, if you hadn't gone away and left me. If you hadn't gone away.
Make it clap. Just make it clap. Come on. See how it is. Flip mode, baby. Check it. Hey.
Ain't no faking the flu. We're dripping off as it's women that shaking it too. Mama taking you through it. No mistaking my crew. It's
flip mode, baby.
Got you acting on stupid. Now I'm back in the coop. Just to tell you the truth. The niggas that be having you back and they're ready to lose it. Pushing Lambos and Hollis, rocking Roberto Cavallo. Now I got a new hobby, diamonds and tattoo with bodies. Watch me press through the party. Go ahead and spaz, girl. Dancing in the name of my clicker, crush your ass, girl. Be
about to blast, girl. From here to Albuquerque, like Jamaican, and get rockin' big changes. I can tell you how to get out of germs. The way we put it down, be here to be having you shitting more than a box of Hershey's. We come to control it, we come to command it. Just for the record, be your witness. Set a new standard that like you know. In case you ain't living, in case you ain't heard. And if you watch the city, just give me the word. It's running down to my soldiers that be flipping them birds. So all my shorties wiggling and shaking their curves. Just make it clap.
Is that heavy?
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 See, even hot little mama's on right that I holler on her face. Look at smile, look at ass, and I probably make it bounce up and down like a sick one. If I turn around, wiggle it like you're shaking $50 on your skin tone. Pretty well, I love to wear 50 small Gucci and Gabbana, and you love the world to stick it out. Bib in the city with a cherry, ain't freaking me. Cruise down the avenue and shop to get it in. Don't carry to your bank, you have a neck and wrist banging. I bless you with it all, but we'll never say, give me a can. Pop yellow bottles, put strips in all models. Boom, boom on the Cali's sport and study Gucci goggles. I'm a little nigga who enough for you to dig it, bro. Hit me up later, we can go somewhere and kick it, bro. Then nigga split, baby, I make your man. Hit me up, my shit staying gravy, plus my pipe getting crazy, baby. In case you ain't knowin', in case you ain't heard. And if you wants to sell it, just give me the word. It's one of those down to my soldiers that be flipping the birds. To all my shorties wiggling and shaking their curves. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap. I say, come on, if you're ready, we're wildin' all night. Make it feel good, make it feel right. See, drunk off of the Henny, niggas wanna fight. Shit, these bitches be wearing me fitting real tight. Niggas up in the club, niggas outside. Bag a couple bitches, bring them inside. Shorty diving and dipping, shorty trying to hide. Busy dodging a nigga because she wanna ride. Come on, get all ready to come and muscle, y'all winning, come on. Wrestling, trying to hustle and hustle, y'all winning, come on. See how we bubble, y'all winning, come on. Dibble and dibble, we be loving, y'all winning, come on.
Let's get it on and let me hit it with my fitted on. Never mind a slow jam, want one of Biggie's songs. Trip, you love her off, shorty bad. Mother soft, open up wide, my swallow and I let it off.
Yeah. In case you ain't living, in case you ain't heard. And if you wants to sell it, just give me the word. Just run down to my soldiers that be flipping the birds. To all my shorties wiggling and shaking their curves. Just make it clap.
Is that heavy?
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 Just make it clap. Just make it clap. Just make it clap.
If you pull up, then you know we'll clap your hand. If you pull up, then you know we'll clap your hand. If you pull up, then you know it. Then you're asking surely, so what if you last? And you know we'll clap your hand. If you last, and you know it, quit your sign. If you last, and you know it, quit your sign. If you last, and you know it, your rectum will surely show it. You last. And you know it will be done. If you're last, and you know it's stable, you'll live. If you're last, and you know it's stable, you'll live. Oh, you're last, and you know it. Your cunt will surely show it. If you're last, then you know it's stable, you'll live.
How do capitalists in general benefit from the system of control? And it's pretty clear how they do. Capitalism needs poverty, right? It always needs poverty. If there are not enough poor people, workers are too confident and they start demanding higher wages, either in an organized fashion or in an unorganized fashion.
Yeah.
Poverty is an absolutely essential feature of this system, and it's produced intentionally through policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that Christ can't come,
music. Oh, people get like this. Oh my God. I don't mind a little bit to be old, but I don't want to be stupid. If I put my fist in... Is that heavy?
You're sort of lazy.
Coons, let's pay $2,000 and go into a 4-week course. Now.
So, Laddie went to Goldie's son, the new dentist. So when Laddie came home from the dentist, we did not tap and bad him. So the daughter tells the mother, open your mouth.
I imagine my lungs breathing.
She opened the mouth.
There's a girl in my chest crying loud through my broken ribs.
She
you said Margo. He gave you a whole mouth of chiclets. Started with chiclets. So, what you want, sweetheart? You know what this is? This little girl, you were on the floor. I give you four balloons. This is Charlie and by this little grandchild. She's 6 years old. She's why are you crying, sweetheart? Why are you crying? You know why the 6 year old is crying? She broke up with a boyfriend. That's from television. They make them 6 years for the two now. All right. Why you broke up, sweetheart? His mother? You see that? That's how the mother-in-law starts. His mother. You see that? What happened? His mother made him take a nap. She got mad. They broke up. Can you believe that? Please, everybody who didn't pay the dues yet, please figure out how much you owe, and we're gonna start the meeting right away. Oh, look who just walked in. Annie, I can't believe that. I can't believe that Hansi, that youth, would you believe she's 80 years old? What happened is, all children surprise her for her birthday, 80 years old, with a new apartment. You know how that is. So, no, she got four children. And one son is a big shot, is a computer big shot. So they brought her into the new apartment, and everybody was singing happy birthday. And Annie started to cry. What do you want? Annie, go eat. There's a lot of things there. Annie, don't eat the fish. Don't tell Dorothy. Go eat the fish. So go eat. Go. And Rabbi, take a picture for Annie. So the next morning, she called the daughter. She said, Sandra, please, I want my old apartment. She said, please, Sandra, she started to cry. I want to go back where I push my own button in the elevator. So the daughter kept saying, call your son Melville. He's the pixel. So the secretary told Annie, he's busy on the telephone. He's in the long distance, this and that. One day, she called the secretary and said, you better bring my son here right away. You tell him emergency. He came right away. He's running with a doctor. She said, no. She said, I'm not sick. That's when the son got ready, Annie. He said, why are you nagging me, mother? He said, I buy you the best. He said, I bought you a best apartment. I buy you the best dresses and the best furniture. Then he said to him, you keep quiet. She said, you're not talking to one of your computers. And don't you tell me anymore what you buy me. She said, because when you were a little boy, and when you in the middle of the night would cry, mother, mother, did I walk in your room and write you a check? She said, I gave you a hug. I gave you a kiss. She said, I'm crying with her. Because she gave with her. No, I'll tell you why she ran away.
Pickle.
The computer big shot. His son also ran away to a commune in California. A commune, Baylor, that's like a bungalow commune. So that's what they took. Grandmother goes to a commune, and that's what they do with everything. You start in the meeting, Norman? That's good. All right, Norman, please, Mr. President, I have an out. Don't tell me parliamentary procedure, Norman. I used to die for you. Just a minute. First of all, Norman, I want to announce that we have 22 cemetery plots reduced their price from people who don't want to come back. She's donating to the Sunshine Committee. Her cemetery plot
free and clear. We should use it for a door prize. No, she told us she wants better to wait. We will set it up. She's right. And then, wait a minute, Nathan. Nathan, don't come. Because you made all the drugs. I just a minute, Nathan. Don't tell my husband he's wrong. This is not just a second, Nathan. Don't tell me that. You gave me the light, the location. Shut up, Izzy. I'm talking. 54 years you didn't talk. Don't stop now. You put my Izzy next to Sam Stiglitz.
They are sentinel figures. Like rocks.